It's early in Davenport, but the crowd at the Mississippi Valley Fairgrounds is wide awake. President Obama reminded the 3,500 people of his personal attachment to the state.
This is where the movement for change began. And Iowa, you will once again choose the path that we take from here.
A recent poll gave Obama a one-point lead over his opponent. That thin margin means that every vote counts, a fact Obama isn't taking for granted.
There's still people out there who may be trying to make up their minds. Maybe somebody here thought they were visiting the haunted house over there and just kind of wandered over trying to figure out what's going on. And they haven't made up their mind yet. I want them to know. I want everybody out there to compare my plans to Governor Romney's.
Obama says Mitt Romney hasn't fleshed out what he intends to do, and he attacked the governor for running what he says is a say-anything-to-win campaign. Obama's even coined a term to describe contradictions in Romney's positions.
And we joke about Romneysia, but all of this speaks to something that's really important, and that is the issue of trust. There's no more serious issue on a presidential campaign than trust. Trust matters.
Ashley Marie Hill of Davenport says she trusts the president, especially after seeing him in person.
It showed that he real down to earth. The way he was talking, everything didn't look rehearsed or nothing. You know, he just got there and, you know, spoke from the heart, did his research and everything. So I don't even know who Mitt Romney is.
But later, as the sun set on the tarmac at Eastern Iowa Airport in Cedar Rapids, the group gathered inside an airplane hangar believed they know who Romney is. And Romney expressed confidence that he had turned the tide in this election.
The Obama campaign is slipping because it can't find an agenda to help the American families. But our campaign is growing into a movement across this country that says we're going to get America back, we're going to get America strong, we're going to provide for our families. And I'm optimistic. I'm optimistic, not just about winning. We are going to win, by the way. We're going to do that.
Romney recruited the crowd to go out and convert people.
The commitment I want to get from you is that you'll find someone who voted for Barack Obama last time and make sure they vote for me this time.
Marie Colin lives in Marion, and she says she couldn't agree more.
We have got to get rid of President Obama. That is why I came out here tonight.
But back in Davenport, Janice Boyd says, don't underestimate the groundswell of enthusiasm for the president.
I think people are still excited about Obama. Republicans like to play that down, but I think Iowa's going Obama.
With the two candidates neck and neck in the state, they both need to keep up the enthusiasm of their base while they try to lock down undecided voters. I'm Sandhya Dirks for Iowa Public Radio News.